Oh, Benu, I wanted to just like start off by I guess, telling you whatever, warning you. Like, I don't know how much I like need chizik today. I'm doing pretty good, and things have been looking up. Been learning a lot. I've been making it to minyan on time. Like, I'm doing solid. I don't know. I think, your first two shirim helped me, first two sessions helped me a lot, and Baruch Hashem, I have chizik. I'm good. I don't know. Ah, Mr. Matzliach over here. Very good, very good. I'm so proud of you, but just know I'm not afraid to come from the other side. I'm saying, now you want to tell me you really started serving Hashem and learning and davening and being normal and healthy, all these buzzwords, good for you, good for you. But I'm so willing to tell you that you have not even come close to started doing anything yet. Not in the way of, like, now go and be sad about it. My goal is not to make you upset and to now question whether or not you've done good. You've done great. But just let's be absolutely clear that there's so much more to do and so much more to go in the process of truly becoming an Eved Hashem. And if you really, really care, then and you're here, you've come to me. I feel responsible to tell you that you haven't started. You have not started. You think you're like completed. I'm here to tell you haven't even started. So what? I came to you to get like a punch in the gut. Like, I didn't need to come to you for that. You're always saying, "Be besimcha," and now this. Yeah, no, I know what they say about me. I know they say, Rabbeinu is the fluff. It's fluffy and it's chizik or, new Hasidic. I know what they say about me. I'm aware. But like between me and you, once you're here, like I have to just be open and honest with you. Like, yeah, I have that in me. 99% of what I am is fluffy as can be. But if you want to come into my palace and tell me, I don't know about today, I started davening, I started learning, I'm going to give it to you over the head. I'm going to give it to you over the head. I'm going to give it to you straight. You didn't start. You didn't start truly being besimcha. You think you're besimcha. You didn't even start even bechlal being a little bit besimcha. You think you started learning. You don't believe enough in your learning even one bit. Even one bit. I know you're at home and what do? Okay, you play magnetiles 20 minutes and then you leave. Shkoyach. You try and like leave. You start learning. You yell at your wife. I gotta leave. I gotta go. Stay there. So what about those 20 minutes on the floor playing magnetiles? What about the way you treat the people in your life? Telling me like, oh, I started. What about 20 minutes of magnetiles? Where was Avodas Hashem then? Where was the Ribbono Shel Olam then? Where was believing in your life then that you're being Mamluch Hashem on the magnetiles? Where was seeing your kids and the way that they move, seeing the chesed of Hashem and every movement they make and every breath they take. He started, you know, you don't need the session. Gizem tehei, go, learn, daven, see where it takes you. See where it takes you. And the learning itself, you know, I don't stop at learning because you learned. Now all of a sudden, you have all the chashivas in the world. You're learning Torah. Good for you. You know, you're a person in Tafshin Pei Dalet who's koveya itim. You're learning the daf, or you're learning be'in. You're learning at night. Good for you. Good for you. No, I don't accept that. I don't stop there. Of course, it's true. Vaday, it's true. Ashrecha. Mamish Ashrecha. Hashem is incredible nachas. But if you, for one moment, forget the Rabbeinu Shlomo, because you're learning, it's okay, Hashem, I'll get back to you in an hour. Then we have a lot to work on still. A lot to work on still. Forgetting, you know, b'shas ma'isa, while you're learning, you're not fixing your malchus. Torah lishma. Yankel, the Arizal says, Torah lishma is the oisis l'shem hey. So you're learning l'shem malchus. You're learning to be megala Hashem in the world. More and more. That's what you were learning for? Let's be real. Let's be honest. Come on. That's what you were thinking in your head while you were learning? Come on. Davening, okay, you made it on time. Ashrecha, that's a nikud tova. Be misameach yourself with that. But come on. Come on. You believed that Hashem hears your tefillas? Really? We have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. And it's exactly what we're holding. Tahinu l'shtamish v'malchus l'avodas Hashem yisbarach. I'm just going to run through it, Yankel, and then I'll more speak it out outside. Don't look so broken up. Trust me. We'll be okay. You'll be okay. Kol echad ve'echad lefi b'chinas ha'malcha sheyesh lo b'zgali u'b'zkasya heinim hu moishal v'veso tzarech l'hazir l'chiyach as b'nei beso v'myesh lo memshal yoyser muta lo v'hazir yoyser v'yoyser anoshim lefi b'chinas ha'malcha shalom. Now we're talking about using your malchus for avodas Hashem and the mitzvah, the responsibility of tochacha, of admonishing is the, art scroll word for tochacha, but really giving it to someone with, you know, what they really need, which is what we just did. Like I said, I'm Moshe on the entire world. And the more you're Moshe on the world, the more tochacha you're responsible to give. The more you got to give it straight. And me giving it straight is not, like I'm trying to say, Uncle, you look nervous. I'm telling you, don't be nervous. Adrabba, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said the whole reason he came into the world was to get rid of the Baizer Lamdin, the angry Lamdin. I'm not here to make things uncomfortable and angry and difficult. But on the days where we're feeling like, I made it, I'm good, it's fine, I did it, I did everything, just, you know, check yourself a little bit. Check yourself, you know? A guy in Kola, like, all of a sudden wants to, like, check the box, like, I'm good. I finally reached my, you know, cookie cutter life. Exactly what I was going for. That's the main problem. That is the main problem. And I'm responsible to give it as it is, to tell it straight. Telling it straight for me means telling you how you have ein sof avoda to do in the world. Avodas Hashem Yisbaruch means we're working for Hashem. Hashem is Ein Sof, which means Avodas Hashem is Ein Sof. And in the context of this palace that we're in, it means working and fixing your malchus. Both up and down. you know, in a very in the higher sense of you know, the magnetiles on the floor, recognizing that they're that there's good in it and there's evil in it. The evil in it is that the fact that Hashem is not obviously present in it, that's evil. The Hashem is hidden in it. It's not yelling, I'm filled with Elokos. It is as it is. It's an inanimate object. It's a silent object. But there's also Tov in it, that it does have the life breath of Hashem in it. And my giving it to you straight means recognizing deeper and deeper, fixing your malchus more and more. Like it says here, V'im yesh lo memshal yoser, mutal alav l'hazer yoser v'yoser. Be straight, be real with yourself more and more. Fix your malchus more and more. Be a stronger melech more and more. And when you go to his bodilus at night, when you go to speak to Hashem, obviously don't sit there and say, oh, I'm not doing enough. No, you start off by saying, I'm a melech. I'm a Jew. I'm perfect. But I can also be deeper. I can also be more. I can also learn more lishma and believe more in my life. And there's, yes, the general belief of your life, the general understanding of, okay, I believe in my life. I believe that, I believe I have a shlichus. I believe I'm original. I believe I'm chashev in Hashem's eyes. Okay, now work it out. Bring it down. Let's go. Yalla. Start to really believe that Hashem needs you, that you have a shlichus protius, a very specific, in every specific thing, in every particular thing that's going on in your life, every atom that you're breathing, to see that there's Hashem in it. And then once you do, what a life you can really live. Again, you walk in here, Yankala. Okay, Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, you know. I take it back. I'm here for it. You're right, I do want this. I do want. And if I'm being honest, like, you know, when I said I was good, like, it means I generally, you know, I generally have moments where I'm feeling like more, you know, I'm feeling like I'm, more times of the day, I'm like feeling less like garbage. I'm feeling better more times of the day than I'm feeling like garbage. And I was like, okay, I'm willing to be like, just to swallow my pride and say like, okay, you know, I feel like, you know, nothing. I feel nothing, or I feel like garbage parts of the day, but like I'm able to write that off with the good feelings of the day. And if I'm being honest, I would love to truly just frame my life in a way where I'm always meyushev, always relaxed, always, you know, always confident in my reaction to things and response to things. So I take it back. I'm sorry. Like you're giving it to me, and I'm loving it. I want it. I want it more. Now that you're explaining what you mean, I'm saying, yeah, okay. I'm happy we're on the same page. Because if you come in here, you're going to get the toichacha. You're going to get it straight. And getting it straight means, like, you think you a little bit believe in your life, but, like, let me tell you, like, if you're not using it for Avodas Hashem, you know, if you're using it for your own Hana and your own Sorech, you're not believing deeper in your life, you have a problem. You have a problem. You're thinking about yourself. If you're not able to draw strength from the simple, simple, simple mitzvahs that you did, at any point in your life, at any point in your day, you're stuck thinking about yourself. That means you're off. You're trapped. You're in prison. And not Otisville. I'm saying prison. So okay, I'm happy we clarified this. I'm happy you came in hot today, Yankala, and you know, came in strong, and that's good. Adrav, yalla, it's coming strong, but let's come in strong out to Malchus Hashem, not because I did this and I did that. You know, like they say, the higher up you lift the Arava, the greater the smackdown. Like, as much as credit you're giving yourself for what you did, you know, the greater the SmackDown's going to be later on. You're just preparing yourself for a deeper pain and a greater feeling of distance. Because now you're creating a new tzorich, a new need, a new framework for what Malchus needs to look like. Okay. I'm processing. I hear. I needed that. And again, I just to reiterate. No, let me try and work this out myself. Like, so the Torah that I learned today is not like I came in here and I'm feeling good. I'm learning and I'm making it to minyan on time. It's like meaning to feel good that. Yeah, feel good. Yes, feel good. Don't question whether or not you should feel good. You feel good every moment. You should feel good. Torah, you know, Bali Musar, you know, your Rebbe might tell you it's not about feelings. Torah, you should feel good. Torah is there. You should feel good. If you don't feel, don't be mitbalbel. Don't get confused, right? But a person could use Torah to feel great. But why? Why are you feeling great? Because you did something? No, because you're Mamluch Hashem. Because you're Mamluch Hashem. You have a shlichus in the world that Hashem gave you exactly as it is. You found Hashem in this thing. That's it. That's our shlichus. Finding Hashem in your Torah. The Torah that you did. You walk into a Beis Knesset, you have to be mechaya yourself. You have to be happy. I'm in a Beis Knesset. I'm in a shul. I'm so happy I'm in a shul. To mitzvah, you're in a shul. Asher Yoshev V'Sechel. Right? Why? Because you made it to minyan on time? Like now you don't need to hear anything else? Like no, because I'm be Mamluch Hashem on that mitzvah. Don't like write it off under your name. The day that you now, the day that you know you're stuck at home trying to get all your kids to school, or the day that you have a meeting early in the morning, or you know, something difficult is going on in your life and doesn't allow you to get to shul, now you created this new barrier of being close to Hashem. Of like, okay, I created that. I'm happy as I made it to shul. No, I'm happy with Mamluch Hashem on the mitzvah of going to shul. Ah, Eze Yofi. That's great. That's good. That's good. Okay. Fine. Are we ready for Os Gimel, the next room? I think we'll pause here for today, a shorter session, and we'll see the beauty of the third room next time. All right, we'll speak.